神，唯有主是我们永久的磐石，我们可以长根在你的里面。
Only the Lord is our rock of ages in whom we can hide.
我们最近看见在日本所发生的地震。
We all have seen what happened recently in Japan, that great earthquake.
接着是海啸。
And then a tsunami.
接着是核灾。
And the flood.
我想很多人里面都蛮受震撼。
And I believe everyone's heart is shaken by what happened there.
也很多人讲说，洛杉矶也很快会有大地震。
And many people are talking about the big quake to come in Los Angeles.
所以很多人好像在那里战惊的等候。
And everybody is waiting in trembling.
那我们看见整个世界有许许多多的外面的灾难。
And you look around, there are so many disasters in this world.
有许多的战争正在发生。
And there are many wars happening at the same time.
到底我们里面有没有那个安息？
So do we really have rest or peace?
我们有一个地方是可以藏身的。
And there is one place we can hide ourselves in.
藏身在。
Let's hide ourselves in the Lord.
我们在之前有和弟兄姊妹分享到，在旧约，神带领以色列百姓出了埃及。
And recently we shared with you how God's people out of Egypt.
当百姓们没有水喝的时候
，When they were without water，
神告诉摩西，你可以拿着杖击打磐石。
Raise your staff and beat on the rock.
磐石就会流出水来。
And the water will flow out of the rock.
后来。摩西真的这么做了。
So Moses did exactly what he was told.
旧约是一个图画。
And in the Old Testament, it's like a picture painted for.
到新约实现真实，让我们知道。
But when it comes to the time of New Testament, it becomes reality.
新约里面就告诉我们说，那个磐石就是基督。
And we all know that rock is Christ Himself.
当磐石裂开
，When the rock is broken. Living water flows out.
基督为我们受死。
And Christ died for us.
他的身体为我们裂开。
His body is cleansed for us.
那个永远的生命就流出来。
So that eternal life flows out of his body.
解所有人的干渴。
Which quench all the thirst.
我们看见在出埃及记三十三章，摩西向神有一个祷告。
We found the prayer of Moses in the 33 chapters of the book of Exodus.
他求神。显出他的荣耀来给他看。
He asked God to show him His glory.
神告诉他说，人不能看见我的面。
And God told him, you know, people cannot see my face.
能看见我的面是要死的。
Because when they see my face, they will die.
什么是神的荣耀
？What is the glory of God?
神自己就是荣耀。
God Himself is the glory.
当他显出来的时候
，So when He manifested himself.
就是荣耀。
He is that glory.
摩西这样的一个祷告，神怎么来答应他
？So how did God respond to his request?
神显出来，摩西看见了，结果呢，他又要死亡。
Because if God showed himself to Moses, Moses had to die.
所以神在那里告诉他。
So God told him this.
神将他隐藏在一个磐石的穴中。
I will hide you in the cleft of a rock.
当神经过的时候
，And when I pass by，
把它放在那个磐石的穴中，然后用神的手来遮盖它。
Because you are in the cleft of the rock, when I pass by, I will cover you with my hand。
等到神经过了
，After I pass by，
神的手拿开
，I will let go my hand，
能够看见神的背
，Then you can see my back，
却不能看见神的面
，But not my face。
哦，我们知道摩西在旧约里面。到今天说，他实在是一个何等蒙神祝福的人。
We all know Moses is such a wonderful character in the Bible. He was so blessed.
他跟神的关系是那样的亲密。
He has such an intimate relationship with God.
他有这么深的经历。
He has so much experience spiritual.
但是我们想说，摩西他有这么深的盼望，能够见着神的荣耀。
And he has this great and deep longing that he wants to see God face to face.
但是最后呢？他可以看见神的背，却不能看见神的面。
But at the end, all he could see was God's back, not God's face.
今天我们神的儿女何等的丰
富。And we children of God in this era, how blessed are we?
耶稣来到地上。
Jesus came into the world.
他的荣耀是我们可以注视的荣耀。
He brought with himself the glory which we could gain.
今天我们在这里和弟兄姊妹分享，我们可以住在主的里面。
And this morning we share with you. do we actually can abide in Christ.
我们一起来读一下诗篇三十二篇。
Let's read together Psalm 32.
第一节。
Verse 1.
大卫的训诲诗。
And this is a Psalm of David.
得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。用英文来念一次。
Let's read in English.Blessed
is
he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. So they said, blessed those who transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Before Moses could not come into God's presence, he could not see God's face.
必须等到救恩完成了。
He had to wait until the salvation was completed.
谁是能够得着赦免的？
Who is the one can be forgiven?
谁的罪是能够被遮盖的？
Who is the one whose sins are covered?
今天我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
It is you and I, faith the children of God.
我们说我们可以坦然无惧来到主的面前。
We can now boldly with confidence come to the throne of God.
因为耶稣基督他已经为我们付了最重的代价。
It's because Jesus has paid the price for us.
原本所有的人都当受审判的。
Originally, we all should be judged for our sins.
但是今天耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受了审判。
But Jesus Christ received the punishment of our sins on the cross for us.
所以今天我们能够从审判底下被越过。
So that we can be passed over for judgment.
他为我们的罪付了何等重的代价。
It's because Jesus paid a great price for our sins.
今天我们的神能够赦免我们的罪。
So our God can forgive us of our transgressions.
今天我们讲说谁是得赦免其过的。
So who is the one whose transgression is forgiven?
我们可不可以说是我。
Can we all say it's me?
谁是有福的呢？
Who is the blessed person?
是我。
I am.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord. Because our transgressions are forgiven.
因为主耶稣的宝血已经为我们流出来了。
Because the blood of Jesus has been shed for us.
有一次在一个儿童的主日学。
There was a Sunday school meeting.
那个主日学的老师告诉儿童们说，我们的神是无所不在、无所不知、无所不能的。
The Sunday school teacher said, you know, our God is everywhere and he knows everything and he's capable of doing everything.
这是一个事实。
Which is the best?
哎，但是那天有一个小朋友就举起手来。
But one of the children in the class raised her or his hand.
他说：“老师啊，我知道神有一件事他不能做的。”
The teacher, there's one thing I know God cannot do.
这老师觉得很讶异。
And the teacher was surprised.
我们的神是无所不能的。
Because God can do anything and everything.
还有什么事情他不能做
的？ Is there anything that God cannot do?
他就问他小朋友说：“那你说说看。”
So the teacher said, what is the thing you think God is not able to do?
这小朋友就说神不能再透过耶稣基督的宝血来看我们的罪。
The child said, you know, God cannot no longer see, God is not able to see our sin under which is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
感谢主，那天小孩子的回答，小孩子他所认识的却是何等的宝贵。
And what the child understood that day was precious.
今天我们的神是无所不能的神。
God indeed is capable of doing everything.
我们的神也是公义的神。
He's also God of righteousness.
当代价已经付了。
When the price of sin is paid.
宝血已经流出来了。
The blood is shed.
今天我们的神照着他的公义。
According to God's righteousness.
他不再纠察我们的罪孽。
He can no longer pursue our sin.
我们的心何等的感谢。
And we should thank God for that.
得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven and those sins are covered.
盼望今天早间每一位在座的，我们都成为有福的人。
So everyone here is that blessed person.
也不是我们努力来改变自己做得更好。
It's not that you need to improve and do better.
但是相信、接受耶稣基督为我们所做成的一
切。But to believe what God says and accept what he has done.
我们下面有好多在基督里的福分。
And once we're in Christ, there are many, many kinds of blessings.
第一点，我们先得着一个大的福分，得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
The foremost one, the greatest one is to be forgiven of our sin and transgression.
第七节，我们一起来读。
And verse 7.
你是我藏身之处，你必保佑我脱离苦难。 救的赫歌四面。这就是我们刚刚唱第一首诗歌它主要用的经节。
Verse 7 is just like the song we sang earlier today.
主是我们的藏身处。
That the Lord is our hiding place.
当四围都是风浪的时候。
When we are surrounded by waves and storms.
当四围有许多危险的时候。
When there are many dangers around us.
主是我们的藏身
处。The Lord is our hiding place.
刚刚我们讲过，为了神，神为了预备这样的一个藏身处。
In order to prepare a hiding place for us.
是讲到我们的主，他是那个磐石。
And the Lord himself becomes that rock.
他在十字架上为我们受死。
He died on the cross for us.
他为我们受了枪伤。
And he was wounded by us.
然后在那个枪伤在十字架这里成了我们的藏身处。
And he was pierced through on his side, and that place has become our hiding place.
今天当我们蒙恩得救了。
After you and I are saved.
我们能够欢喜快乐。
Yes, we can rejoice for the salvation.
来到主的面前，我们充满了喜乐。
And we come with joy into His presence.
我们以颂赞为祭来献给他。
And we offer sacrifices of praise to Him.
是的，今天外面有许多的风浪。
Yes, there are many storms out there.
人生有各样的遭遇。
And life has all kinds of encounters.
但是我们先要认识。
But we need to know.
如何为我们付了极重的代价。让我们有一个藏身处。
That how God has paid a great price and prepared for us a hiding place.
无论在什么样的环境。
Doesn't matter what happens.
我们能够说主你是我的藏身处。
We always can say, Lord, you are my hiding place.
是我们的藏身处。
Lord, you are my hiding place.
我们可以藏身在他的里面。
I can hide myself in you.
我们再读一个大卫的诗篇。
Another song written by David.
诗篇第六十一篇
61.
我们从第一节读到第四节
1-4.
神啊求你听我的呼求侧听我的祷告我心里发昏的时候我要从地极求告你求你领我到那比我更高的磐石因为你做过我的避难所做过我的坚固台脱离仇敌我要永远住在你的帐幕里，我要投靠在你翅膀下的隐秘处。在这里，他有一个何等宝贵的祷告。
And what a precious prayer is this?
他求神领他到更高的磐石。
And he's asking the Lord take him to a higher place.
他实在是经历过神做他的避难所。
He has experienced how God is his hiding place.
做他的坚固台。
To be his stronghold.
救他脱离所有的仇敌。
He has delivered him out of the hands of the enemy.
大卫说：“我要永远住在你的帐幕里。”
So he said, "I will abide in your tent forever."
我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下。
And I will take refuge in the shelter of your wings.
大卫实在是一个蒙福的人。
David was indeed a very blessed person.
他是一个超自然的人。
He was a man beyond his generation.
大卫写很多的。
He has written so many songs.
当我们今天再来读的时候
When you read those songs today,
我们说大卫他的那个感觉不只是一个像一个先知的预言而已。
He wasn't just like a prophet that was prophesied.
他所写的从一个感动里面，他是进到耶稣基督的那个感觉的里面。
Instead of prophesying, he actually was entering into Christ and speaking from within.
当大卫写到诗篇二十二篇。
When he wrote about the Psalm 22,
他讲到主耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
He talked about how Jesus was crucified.
但是我们看见他不像是从外面来描写钉十字架的情形。
And he was not just describing the crucifixion scene.
他是进到主的里面的那个感动。
He actually entered into the feeling of Jesus.
他在那里写说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
He said.Father, my God, oh my God, why have thou forsaken me?
这是主耶稣在十字架上所说的话。
And that's the exact prayer that Jesus had when he was on the cross.
却是记在诗篇第二十二篇的。
But it was already written in Psalm 22 by David.
当大卫在那里写到说，四围的仇敌像巴山大力的公牛围绕着我。
He said, I was surrounded by these mighty bulls.
是讲到主耶稣在十字架从他的眼睛。看见这些思维的仇敌。
That was speaking from the eyes of Jesus who was crucified on the cross.
他讲到说我的骨头都脱了节我的舌头贴于上膛。
And they wrote about how bones were disjointed and the teeth tongue was on his chest.
这 这是主耶稣在十字架上所受的痛苦。
But that was describing the suffering of crucifixion.
哦，我们的主，他的心如蜡融化。
And his heart melted like melted wax.
大卫他摸着了主的心，他也进入主的那个感觉。
And King David was able to feel what Jesus would feel later.
大卫讲到主耶稣基督的复活。
And he also talked about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
神不叫他的圣者见朽坏。
He said God will not cause his holy one to see decay.He talked about Jesus' ascension.
我们知道大卫是一个超时代的人。
So we know David was a man beyond his generation.
在这边，他讲到有一个更高的磐石。
He said there is a rock higher than us.
他这边讲到有一个避难所，有一个坚固台。
There's a stronghold. There's a refuge. There's a shelter.
永远住在这个帐幕。
And he talked about I will dwell in your tent forever.
弟兄姊妹，他所讲的这些，无论是哪一样的描写。都是讲到耶稣基督他。
Every description here, David was talking about Jesus himself.
他也讲到今天，这就是我们神儿女所要蒙的福分。
And that is also the blessing we children of God will have.
我们可以藏身在主的里面。
That is we can hide in the Lord.
我们可以在这个帐幕中。
We can stay in this tent.
我们在神。翅膀的荫下
，and in the under the shelter of his wings，
在翅膀的隐秘处
，hide in the shelter of his wings。
当我们看见很多时候，那个母鸡，当有危险来的时候，把小鸡都招聚在它翅膀的底下。
We saw how the hen gathered her little chicks under her when the danger comes。
这些母鸡甚至愿意牺牲它的性命。他也在那里保守这些小鸡。
And the hens usually willing to sacrifice her life in order to protect her children.
神用这个来形容，叫我们明白，在他的翅膀下有一个隐秘处。
So God's telling us in the same way, under his wings, there is a shelter.
当我们藏身在他的里面
，so we can hide in him.
仇敌所不能摸的
，that is a place our enemy cannot touch.
在这个隐秘处，我们能够享受安息。
And that's the place where we can find rest.
我们的主已经为我们预备了这个地方。
And our Lord has prepared a place for us.
今天我们只要愿意，我们可以藏身在主的里
面。As long as we're willing, we can go hide ourselves in that shelter.
今天我们要知道这是何等大的福分。
So we need to know this is a great blessing.
我记得在85年一月，我从学校毕业。
I remember I graduated from grad school in 1985 November.
我做完了这个答辩以后呢，礼拜五、礼拜一就开始上班了。
And I finished my defense dissertation on Friday, and I went to work on the following Monday.
到了那个公司呢，是我指导教授的公司。
And that company was owned by my advisor in school.
那公司里面一报道的时候呢，就有一位是副总裁，他就负责整个软件开发的工作。
And I reported to this vice president who's in charge of all the software development.
我就开始帮他工作。
So I started working for him.
那时候所有这些工程软件都是在这个 mainframe 这种大的电脑在做的。
At the time, all the engineering software was developed through the mainframe.
所以他们有好些人都是在负责这一件。
So many people were working on the mainframe project.
那这个老板呢，他就叫我开始做。为个人电脑的这个软件开发。
But my advisor, the boss of the company, asked me to develop an application through the PC.
所以那时候就我一个人在负责这个个人电脑这样的软件。
So I was the only person working on any project related to PC.
工作非常的忙碌。
So I was very busy.
从早上大概六点就上班。
I went to work around 6 a.m.
我记得有一次上到六点半要下班的时候。
And I worked about 6:30-ish, I remember one evening around 6:30.
我的老板说你现在就要走了。
I was on my way out, and my boss said, "Are you leaving now?"
我说我这一天已经很长了。
And I thought I really spent a long time here today.
每个礼拜六都去上班。
And we had to work on Saturday as well.
因为那时候压力很大，工作很重。
And the pressure was tremendous at work.
但是我发现说，为什么我做的越多越努力，也很蛮有做出蛮多东西，可是呢，那个副总裁他的气色啊，就每一天每一天就是。好像就是越来越不高兴。
But I noticed one thing interesting is that the more work I do, the more things I accomplish, the worse my the expression of the VP can.
我记得有一天我在我的办公室，我那时候一个办公室是非常小的一间，但是呢，我对面呢经过一个走廊，就是那个 VP， 就是那个副总裁他的办公室。
At the time, my office was a small room right across from the big room of the vice president.
我那个小办公室也没有窗，也没什么，就蛮小的，就是一个个人电脑在里面。
It was a small room, only can take, I only have one desk and a PC.
那天那个大老板来就站在我对面的门口，跟那个副总裁在讲话。
And the owner, the boss, came by that day at the end.Standing in between our two rooms, the doors of two rooms, and he was talking to the vice president. Therefore, I could hear their conversation quite well. And I heard the vice president was making a lot of complaints. It's like he was finding fault with me.
就最后他讲一句，他说 Timothy 什么都不懂。
And he concluded his comment by saying, Timothy knew nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们有时在工作上也遇到一些非常不容易的环境。
Yes, indeed. A lot of times you have very difficult situation at work.
我那一天主让我有一点点的经历。
And that day I experienced the Lord to a certain extent.
虽然这个遭遇好像非常不合理。
And even though it seems like a very unfair situation that happened.
但那天主让我经历到我可以藏身在
主。But that day the Lord taught me one thing that I could hide myself in Him.
我们不需要我自己来面对这么困难的环境。
And I did not have to deal with the difficult situation myself.
当那个攻击很猛烈的时候，我不需要自己我来承受这个攻击。
And the attack may be very severe, but I don't have to face it myself.
这里有一个隐秘处。
Because there is a shelter.
这里有一个帐幕里。
And there is a tent.
这有一个磐石的穴中。
And there is this cleft in the rock.
那天，真的这些话。我觉得当我在这个隐秘处，当我在这个藏身之处里面，这些话好像没有落在我的身上。
Because I was in the shelter of the Lord, all these very harsh comments did not fall upon me.
好像他讲了一大堆。
He made a lot of comments.
没有什么好话。
Nothing good.
最后说他什么都不懂。
And concluded by saying he doesn't know anything.
后来大老板就走了。
And then after that, our boss left.
感谢主，我们的理念不受外面这些攻击环境的影响。
And I thank the Lord, I was not impacted by his harsh comments at all.
我们里面平静安稳。
And instead, there was this peace and stillness.
主与我们同在。
Because the Lord was with us.
感谢主，我就继续我的工作。
So I continued to work that day.
但是过了没有几天。
And not many days after.
我就听到一个消息。
I heard this news.
那个副总裁就离开我们公司了。
And the vice president left the company.
很特别的一件事情。
That was something very unusual.
本来这所有的软件开发就是他在那里负责的。
Because he was in charge of all the software application development.
但是我里面知道。
But I understood what happened.
用姊妹，今天若是我们不学习藏身在主的里面。
If we don't learn, try to hide in the Lord.
很多时候我们自己来承受各样环境上的攻击。
Instead, we try to sustain and face all these difficulties or attacks.
很多的结果，我们在那里争取，我们在那里努力。
Sometimes we strive, we fight.
但是呢，好像那些结果，也就是我们所能够得过的，有好的，有坏的。
And we have no control with outcome.
但是今天我们藏身在主的里面。
But if we choose to hide ourselves in the Lord,
当这些攻击来的时候
，when these attacks come,
我里面知道。
I know in my heart.
这些攻击没有落在我的身上。
These attacks do not fall on me.
却是落在了主的身上。
But on my Lord, in whom I hide.
他是我的担当。
He carried everything.
他负我们一切的责任。
He is responsible for what happened.
他是我们的避难所。
He is my shelter.
我们可以藏身在他的。
In whom I hide.
但是什么时候主有反应？
And whenever the Lord has reaction to things that happen to him,
万有的主宰
He is the Lord of all things.
也不是我在那里祷告说神啊，你叫这个副总裁赶快离开啊。
I didn't pray for the Lord to cast out the vice president.
但是我在那里工作大概差不多一年的时间了。
I have worked there for about a year by that time.
常常要面对他的脸色，实在是不是很好受。
And I had to deal with this harsh boss all the time. It really wasn't pleasant.
但是今天不是我们来做什么。
But it's not that I can do anything.
我们要做的就是藏身在主的里面。
All we need to do is to hide ourselves in the Lord.
但是当主来做事的时候
，But when the Lord's timing comes,
弟兄姊妹，今天我们就觉得何等的奇妙。
And you'll be amazed at what happened.
当后来整个的公司，大概再过了一年，
And then another year later,
城市所有大电脑的全部都等于是像是不再使用了。
We stopped working on any of the applications that use this mainframe.
他们所有的那个时候就开始转向 PC。
The entire focus of the operation turned to PC.
我们看见在工作上，在很多的环境，是主量给我们一个机会，我们来经历。
Therefore, a lot of adversity in life, it's a chance, it's a lesson that God has allowed us to learn.
经历住在主里面。
To learn to experience how to abide in Him.
经历藏身在主的里面。
To experience how we can hide in Him.
所以有时候外面的话，外面的火箭，发现说，奇怪，好像跟我没什么关系啊。
Therefore, people might say things about us or send fiery darts against us, but you feel that it doesn't bother me.
因为它并不直接落在我们的身上。
Because those things do not fall directly on us.
因为我们藏身在主里。
Because we hide ourselves in the Lord.
主是我们的喜乐。
And He is our joy.
主是我们的力量。
And He is our strength.
主是我们患难中随时的帮助。
And He is our timely help in the time of trouble.
这是神给我们极大的福分。
And that is the blessing for the Lord.
今天感谢主，我们是蒙福的人。
And we thank God for we have this blessing.
得赦免，其过遮盖其罪的。
Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven.
我们都是蒙福的。
And sins covered. We are that blessed person.
今天有更大的福分，主要我们能够经历。
And there's another blessing he wants to experience.
能够享受。
To enjoy.
我们住在主里面。
That is to hide ourselves in the Lord.
我们的主他名称为以马内利。
And our Lord has another name, Emmanuel.
他与我们同在。
Which means He is with us.
当四围有各样的风险。
And when there are troubles around us.
在主里我们有平安。
But we can have peace in the Lord.
所以主耶稣在离世之前告诉我们说，我们在世界上有苦难。
Therefore, the Lord says, in this world, you will have trouble and affliction.
他不是告诉我们说，你们在世界上一切都一帆风顺的。
He's not saying everything will be fine in this world.
他说，你们在世界上有苦难。
But instead, you will have trouble and affliction in this world.
但是你们在我里面有平安。
But you can have peace with me.
他把那个平安赐给我们。
And He has given us that peace.
那个平安就是他的自己。
And that peace is nothing else but Jesus himself.
那个平安世界所不能摇动的。
And it's a peace that the world cannot move or shake.
今天我们感谢主。
And we thank God for that.
主为我们预备了磐石的穴中。
Because he has prepared us this place in the rock.
他预备了这个隐秘处。
This hiding place.
让我们能够藏身在主的。
Where we can hide.
我们一起来读一下诗篇27篇。
Let's read on Psalms.27.
我们来读第四节。
Verse 4.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生是住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。那大卫呢？他只有一件事，他在这里求。
David said, "There's only one thing I ask."
他曾求耶和华，他仍要寻求。
And this is what I seek.
他就说一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
And this one thing is that he may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
今天他实在是一个超时代，他能够这样子来祷告，他说能够瞻仰神的荣美。
And it's amazing. David indeed is a man beyond his time. And he prayed that he was staying in God's temple to gaze upon his feet.
所以从事实来讲，他所活的时代仍然像摩西的时代。
And even though he was living in a time just like those of Moses,
摩西要求神显出他的荣耀来。
And when Moses said, God, I want to see your glory.
神说不行，你不能看见我的面。
God said, No, you can't see my face.
我必须把他藏死在那个磐石的穴中。
God needed to hide him in the cleft of rock.
用手来遮盖他。
And cover with his hand.
然后神经过，他只能看见神的背。
And pass by, and all he could see was the back.
大卫呢，他写到新约子民的经历。
And what they wrote here is experience that you and I have.
我们可以瞻仰他的荣美。
That is, we can gaze upon the beauty.
我们可以听见他的直声。
And can hear his voice.
所以他一面讲说，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
So gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple.
能够来寻求神。
To seek God,
能够来遇见神,
to meet with him,
我们的神是又真又活的那一
位。Our God is the true and living God.
弟兄姊妹，今天这是不是我们里面的祷告？
Is this the prayer we have?
也许我们说，我一生中有好多事情，我现在想要跟神来求的。
You may say, oh, you know, there are many things on my list of prayer.
我需要到好的学校。
I need to go to a good school.
我需要好的成绩。
I need to have good sports.
啊，我需要找到好的工作。
I need to have a good job.
需要好的家庭。
I need to have a good family.
罗弟兄祷告说，我需要好的妻子。
And brother George says, I need a good wife.
啊，我们有好多好多的需要。
We have so many needs.
神多少时候他也乐意答应我们的祷告。
And many times God is willing to grant our wish.
他也要我们照着所需要的来求告他。
And he also wants us to ask.According to our needs.
但是我们看见大卫他有一件事。
But for David, he only has this one thing.
他讲到这一件事情就是最重要的一件事。
And this is the most important thing of all things.
有一件事。
He said there is one thing.
所以今天我们若是在所有需要、所有我们的要求里面呢，我们说我们有一件事。
In the list of our many, many things, we must have this one thing as well.
一生一世住在他的殿中。
That is to dwell in the temple all the days of our life.
瞻仰他的荣美。
To gaze upon his beauty.
在他的殿里求问。
To seek him in the temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们有了主，一切都好。
Brothers and sisters, once we have the Lord, that's better than everything else.
主是我们一切问题的答案。
He is the answer to all the questions.
今天我们在主的同在中。
We are in the presence of the Lord.
我们享受他。
We enjoy him.
神也乐意把他自己来赐给我们。
And the Lord is willing to give us himself.
当我们再回头说到我们，是的，我们还有很多的需要。
And you look back, you say, you know, I still have all these needs on the list.
主也告诉我们。
The Lord says,
在你们祈求以先啊。
Before you even ask.
你们的天父他早就知道了。
Your heavenly Father knows.
有许多我们的神他乐意巴不得把这些需要供应都赐给我们。
And many times the Lord is more than willing to give to us what we ask.
但是有时候神兴起一些环境，预备一些情况，那个目的就是要我们来到他的面前。
And many times he allows situations to come upon us, the purpose so that we can learn to come to him.
我们的神没有降灾祸的意念。
And our God has no intention to send calamity.
我们的神只有赐恩的一面。
Instead, he always wants to bless.
他把一个最大的祝福赐给我们。
And he wants to give to us the greatest blessing.
这个祝福就是他的自己。
And that's himself.
第五节、第六节，我们一起来。
Let's read verses 5 and 6 together.
因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。现在我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。他将我们高举在磐石上。
He set a high upon a rock.
所以在这边我们看见大卫他又讲到一个更高的一个经历。
You see, this is an experience of a higher level.
今天他认识到是被高举在磐石上。
He realized that, you know, I am high upon the rock.
高过四面的仇敌。
Higher than all my enemies.
当我们真的认识我们的主不但在十字架为我们受死。
When we realize not only that he died on the cross for us.
他的身体为我们裂开。
Not only his body was broken for us.
他为我们预备了这个隐秘处。
So that he can prepare a hiding place.
我们可以藏身在他的里面。
So that we can hide in that place.
我们的主经过了十字架。
And through the crucifixion,
他经过了死亡
through his death,
但他胜过了死亡
he also overcome death.
他吞灭了死亡直到永远
he has swallowed the death until eternity.
哈利路亚我们的主得胜了
Our Lord has won the victory.
今天他已经复活
And he is risen.
他胜过了罪死魔
He has risen and has overcome death, sin, and devil.
胜过了所有的疾病
And all the sicknesses.
他是我们得胜的君王。
He is the King of Victory.
我们的主他从死里面复活了。
He resurrected from the dead.
他已经复活，已经升天。
He risen and he has ascended into heaven.
他已经得着了荣耀。
He has received all the glory.
今天他为我们预备了一个更高超的地位。
Therefore, he has prepared for us a more superior place.
我们的主登上了宝座。
He has ascended into and entered into his throne.
这是何等荣耀！ 们知道我们蒙的福有多大吗？
And children of God, do we know how blessed we are?
以弗所书告诉我们与他一同复活。
The book of Ephesians said clearly that we resurrected with him.
我们与主一同复活。
We resurrected with the Lord together.
今天我们的地位是在哪里？
So where are we now?
我们的地位是与他一同坐在天上。
We are sitting in the heavenly realm with him.
这是我们的地位。
That's where we are.
今天我们看事情，我们好像常常仍然是在平面的，在地上。
A lot of times when we view things and are encountering, we view from the earthly point.
我们看见这个问题，这个麻烦。
We see troubles here, problems there.
这个难处。
And that difficulty.
这个疾病。
And this sickness.
这个灾难。
And this disaster.
我们看见这世界上有这么多的这些事情在发生。
But look around, there's so many adverse things happening every day in this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们的地位是与主一同坐在天上。
Where we are sitting in the heavenly realm with our Lord.
今天到了末后的时代。
We have come to the end day.
我们知道仇敌他的攻击是越来越猛烈。
And the enemy is attacking us very fierce.
有人讲到一个是 beginning of the end.
People may say we are in a time that's in the beginning of the end.
是在整个末期的开始了。
We are in the beginning of the end day.
我们看见有好多的事情在那里发生。
You see so many things happening.
有的时候你看的时候触目惊心。
And sometimes our hearts are shaken.
我想上一次你听见说有八级地震是什么时候？
How long ago when we heard about earthquake at the level 8?
上次你听见过那个大海啸几十万人死亡是什么时候？
When was the last time we heard about tsunami overcome over hundreds and thousands of lives?
我们说怎么这几年发生的这么频繁？
But it happened so frequently in the past few years.
弟兄姊妹，我们的地位是与主一同坐在天上。
We have to know the end days have come, but our position is in the heavenly realm with God.
今天我们看见仇敌用各样的方法来攻击神的儿女。
An enemy trying to attack the children of God with many ways.
有好多不合理的事情。
A lot of unreasonable things happen to us.
有好多的律法所立下来的跟我们的原则是相反的。
A lot of laws are changed or made against what we believe.
但是我们永远知道我们与主是同坐在天上。
But we know one thing for sure that we are sitting in the heavenly realm with our Lord.
我们也知道我们的主把我们高举在磐石上。
And we know he set our feet upon the rock that's higher.
是高过四面的仇敌。
Higher than our enemies.
在我们里面没有惧怕。
So that we have no fear.
今天我们的主他爱我们。
And our God loves us.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
And he loves us all the way to the end.
他说他没有留我们在地上做孤儿。
He said, I will not leave you alone as orphans on earth.
我们的主在圣灵里面回来了。
Because he has returned through the Holy Spirit.
他时刻与我们同在。
So that he is with us every hour of the day.
今天我们知道有一个隐秘处。
Now we all know there is a hiding place.
是我们随时生活，我们是藏身在隐秘处的。
Where we can hide every moment.
今天真的不是我们早上起来晨更，我说我们感谢主。还有主同在，我们在隐秘处。
We don't just get up in the morning and do our morning devotion and thank God I'm your hiding place.
然后我们去上班去工作。
And then we go to work.
是我自己去工作了。
We go to work by ourselves. We climb out of the hiding place.
是的。
No, that's not the case.
我们是住在基督里。
Instead, we abide in Christ.
我们是藏身在隐秘处。
We're hiding His shelter.
然后当我们无论接触什么人
So it doesn't matter what we encounter
我们也知道我们仍然住在主的里面
We all know we abide in the Lord
我们也不是每一个主日来好像大家一起聚会感谢主我们在这里唱诗赞美祷告很有主的同在
Every Sunday we come we gather in His name we enjoy His presence
我们说好感谢主我们好像住在神的殿中
We feel that yeah we are now dwelling in the temple of the Lord
当我们离开的时候
When we walk out of the building
一个老弟兄向着教堂鞠一个躬
And the elderly brother went speeches He walked out of the church building and he bowed to the building
耶稣下礼拜见
Lord Jesus see you next Sunday
他要出去
He left the building
好像神就没有同在了
He, As if he was going out without God's presence
弟兄姊妹那不是基督徒的生活。
And brothers and sisters, that should not be the lifestyle of a true Christian.
那也不是住在我们身上他所要看见的。
And that's not what God intends to have either.
他要用他的同在四围环绕我们。
Instead, he wants to surround us with his presence.
他 他要我们时刻住在他的里面。
He wants us to abide in him every moment.
藏身在这个隐蔽处。
Abide in his shelter.
在他的翅膀的荫下。
Under his wing.
弟兄姊妹，外面有各样的风暴。
And brothers and sisters, there are all kinds of storms in life.
仇敌有各样的攻击。
And enemies have all kinds of ways to attack us.
但是主为我们预备了这个藏身之
处。But the Lord has prepared for us a hiding place.
叫我们能够住在他的里面。
Where we can abide.
这是我们的生活。
And this shows how we live our life.
在你工作。
And at work.
在你读书。
In at school.
在你行走。
When you walk on the street.
我们都住在他的里面。
Remember, we abide in Him.
藏身在主里。
We abide ourselves in the Lord.
享受他的同在。
Enjoy His presence.
我们的主天天在我里面，他借着这样的环境，成为一个工具，他能够来改变我们。
Daily encountering is nothing but a tool through which He can change.
叫我们一次一次经历主同在的真实。
So that time after time, we realize.His presence is real.
一次一次经历，它是我们的力量，它是我们的帮助。
And we realize He is indeed our strength and our help.
叫我们得着他自己，成为我们永远的祝福。
So that we can really have Him as our eternal blessing.
我们知道我们的地位与主坐在天上。
We know we are sitting in the heavenly realm with our Lord.
今天我们可以看事情是从地的角度来看呢，还是我们从天的角度来看
？So we can choose to view things at the earthly level or heavenly level.
当我们有需要的时候，我们是跟人来求呢，还是我们从天来得着所有的帮助
？When I have a need, do I ask people's help or do I ask the Lord for help?
我们知道这是一个何等高超的地位。
And that is such a high position that He has for us.
当有很多仇敌攻击，有很多各样的声音
，a lot of comments, a lot of voices come to us.
把我们认识住，把我们高举在磐石上。
We know that we are on the rock.
高过四面的仇敌。
We are on a rock higher than our enemies.
感谢赞美主。
And we thank God for that.
刚刚我们唱那首诗歌，住在主里面。
The song we sang, Abide in Him.
那首诗歌是库欣弟兄所写的。
It's written by Brother Kush.
当我们的弟兄他在一生中经历过很多很多的难处。
And he has experienced a lot of difficulties in his life.
他说写到这一首藏身处理。
And when he wrote the song,
是用他的眼泪。
He wrote in tears.
是用他所付一切的代价。
With a great price.
在主的恩典中。
And but was in God's grace.
他能够写这样的诗歌。
He wrote the song.
同时呢，我们从这样的诗歌里面，这是他的经历。
And this song describes his experience.
这首诗歌也是写到大卫在诗篇。27篇里面，让我们所认识的。
And this song also refers to the experience of David in the song.
我们好不好把诗篇27篇第四到第六节，我们一起把它念一次，然后我们来唱这个诗歌。
Let's read 27.
不是27篇，好，请我们一起来读。
Let's read it and then we sing the song together.
有一件事我曾求耶和华。我仍要祈求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他旗帜里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。现在我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。我们能够在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，愿早间我们在他的面前，我们唱诗歌颂耶和华我们的神。好吧，我们唱一首。我们请教职弟兄来带领。
基督祷告。
Let us pray.
哦，我们的主，当摩西要寻求你的面的时候
，The Lord, when Moses seeks your face,
你把他放在磐石的穴中。
You hit him in the cleft of the rock.
哦，当大卫在逃避仇敌的追杀的时候
，And when David tried to escape enemies,
你把他放在磐石的穴中。
You hit him in the cleft of the rock.
哦，当世人需要拯救的时候
，And when the people in this world need salvation.
你把众人都放在磐石的穴中。
You hide us all in the cleft of your rock.
哦，我们这满身罪污的人。
We sinners.
我们来到你的磐石的穴中。
Come to the cleft of your rock.
因你为我们流血。
Because we shed your blood for us.
你用的宝血把我们的洗净遮盖。
And covered.
叫我们能够来到父神的家中。
We can now enter into the house of God.
哦，能够在神的面前侍立。
And
我们也能够跟神恢复那和好的关系。
And reconcile with God.
主，因为你是我们的磐石。
Because you are our rock.
主，我们在这个地方，我们有个把握。
And in this place, we have the.
你就是我们的磐石。
That you are our rock.
我们别无拯救。
There's no salvation.
我们别无保护。
We have no protection.
哦，你是我们唯一的拯救。
You are our only hope.
哦，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and we praise.
哦，因为这样的把握。
And because of this assurance.
哦，我们可以面对我们周遭的一切的事物。
We can face everything in our surroundings.
哦，无论我们在什么时候。
It doesn't matter when.
我们都能够来到你的面前。
We can all come to you.
寻求你的保守。
And seek your protection.
我们感谢赞美你。
Thank you.
今天向我们的心说话。
For speaking to us.
把这样的一个宝贝放在我们的里面。
Put this treasure in us.
你的话成为我们的力量。
Your words are
our strength. 你的话提醒我们走前面的道路。感谢赞美你。
Thank you.
奉靠耶稣基督的名。阿门。